he's willing at 90 days. God loves even Jonah. Okay. Now, Jonah thinks God loves me, but not those Assyrians. God loves them all. He even loves Herman. See, that's the love we can stand. So he's below deck, and he goes into a deep sleep, and the captain, now, I want you to understand here, he's sleeping, but he's not resting. You know, there are times when crisis comes, and rather than going to faith, we go to some other thing to keep us from having to face the crisis. Now, Jonah didn't have TV. Couldn't go there. Maybe he brought him a bottle or two along. I don't know. But he's sleeping, but not resting. Altogether different than when Peter was in jail and he was sleeping and resting in God's love. So he's sleeping. And the captain came to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we're not all going to die." Verse 7, then the sailors said to each other, "Hey, come here, let's cast lots." When you think of casting lots, what do you think of? Do you remember a guy lived about 2,000 years ago and they threw some dice, a little crack game, to see who got his clothes? Caesar. Now, in many sense of the way, Jonah is a type of Jesus. Remember Jesus said, if Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the earth 3 days and three nights. He's going to be resurrected. Jonah was in the belly 3 days and three nights. He's going to be resurrected. So they cast lots. And to find out who is responsible for this calamity. And they cast lots, and wouldn't you know it, it fell on poor old Jonah. See, God is chasing him toward grace and faith. He's still in control. Still in control. Can I say this? God controls the roll of the dice. Okay. I had a friend one time, I pastored in Vegas for about 3 years, and a friend of mine one time, he loved to shoot craps, and he said, "Could you just come and pray that these die will fall on particular numbers?" And I said, "Well, you know, if you do that, it's a double tithe." Yeah, could God control that? Well, of course he could. But I feel kind of foolish. Someone else is, you know. Now, when I'm throwing the dice, that's a different story. You know, and that's when, you know, Paul said, "Pray without ceasing." That's what he had in mind there. Okay. And so they asked him, verse 8, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What's your country? From what people are you? Are you the guy that's causing all this trouble?" See, this storm, they recognize.